Greetings, it's time for the good stuff, and are we ever delighted to have you here. And I know people from areas like Scottsbluff, Nebraska, KNEBAM are listening. We're delighted that you're here. And we've got some good stuff coming up, but before we get to that, all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. That's all part of comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to www.tsln.com.
Are you superstitious, Kim?
I don't think that I am, but, you know, if a cat, black cat runs across in front of me, I do think about it.
Well, yeah, or go under a ladder, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's right.
Now, long considered a harbinger of bad luck, Friday the 13th has inspired a late 19th century secret society, an early 20th century novel, a horror film franchise, and not one but two unwieldy terms. That I can't even pronounce, so we're not going to go that part. But just like walking under a ladder, crossing paths with a black cat, as you said, or breaking a mirror, many people hold fast to the belief that Friday the 13th brings bad luck, although it's uncertain exactly when this particular tradition began. While Western cultures have historically associated the number 12 with completeness, because there are 12 days of Christmas, 12 months of a zodiac signs, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 gods of Olympus, and 12 tribes of Israel, just to name a few, its successor, 13, has long history of sign of bad luck. The ancient Code of Hammurabi, for example, reportedly omitted a 13th law from its list of legal rules, though this was probably a clerical error. Superstitious people believe that some point of this 13's longstanding negative associations. Fear of the number 13 has even earned a couple of different psychological terms in there. And according to biblical tradition, 13 guests attended the Last Supper held on Maundy Thursday, including Jesus and his 12 apostles, one of whom, Judas, betrayed him. The next day, of course, then, was Good Friday. The seating arrangement at the Last Supper is believed to have given rise to the longstanding Christian superstition that having 13 guests at a table was a bad omen, specifically that it was courting death. So, anyway, just a couple of notes in there on Friday the 13th, and we're coming up on the Halloween holiday. And recently we talked about the ghost town of Bannock, Montana. How about the legendary Tombstone, Arizona? I'll get that right after Kim shares something with you.
Okay, I got a story here. It's called The Dead Donkey.
That kind of fits in.
Yeah. Debbie Shafto sent this. A city boy, Kenny, moved to the country and bought a donkey from an old farmer for $100. The farmer agreed to deliver the donkey the next day. The next day, the farmer drove up and said, "Sorry, son, but I have some bad news. That donkey died." He replies, "Well then, just give me my money back." Farmer said, "I can't do that. I went and spent it already." "Okay, then, at least give me the donkey." "What are you going to do with him?" "I'm going to raffle him off." "You can't raffle off a dead donkey." Kenny replies, "Sure I can. Watch me. I just won't tell anybody he is dead." A month later, the farmer met up with Kenny and asked, "What happened with that dead donkey?" Kenny replies, "I raffled him off. I sold 500 tickets at $2 apiece and made a profit of $898. Farmer says, "Didn't anybody complain?" And he replies, "Just the guy who won. So I gave him his $2 back."
Well, that's a little merchandising, isn't it?
That's right.
So I already told our listeners about the Tombstone story. So how about Jesse James' family farm that might be haunted?
Oh, ooh.
Perhaps one of the most legendary outlaws of all time was Jesse James. His family farm in Kearney, Missouri, is believed to be the hot spot of paranormal activity. It's the place where James met his untimely death, where his younger brother Archie was killed by the Pinkerton detectives, and where James was initially buried so that his mother Zerelda could protect his body. For over 100 years, it's believed that spirits reside on all of the property. It makes sense when you consider the property dates back to the Civil War. Visitors have claimed to witness flickering lights and hear the sound of horses' hooves in the dirt, gunshots, and cries in the night. Kearney, Missouri, Jesse James Family Farm.
So I guess we want to tell everybody have a good Friday the 13th.
Yes, have a great day.
That's right.
It's Friday, by the way.
That's always good. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to The Good Stuff. We love to bring it to you, and we'll see you next time.